Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh. It's the Hebrew Bible. We're in the book of Genesis, and let me get my book out and I'll begin to read and interpret. And it goes to say, a famine came over the land. We're at Genesis or Bereshit, chapter 26. And it goes to say, and a famine came over the land, not the same as the first famine, which had taken place when Abraham was alive. Yitzchak went to Gerar to Abimelech, king of the Philistine. Good appeared to him and said, don't go down into Egypt, but live where I tell you. Stay in this land, and I will be with you and bless you, because I will give all these lands to you and to your descendants. I will fulfill the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. I will give all these lands to your descendants, and by your descendants all nations of the earth will bless themselves. All this is because Abraham heeded what I said and did what I told him to do. He followed my mitzvah, my regulation, and my teachings. So Yitzchak settled in Gerar. The men of the place asked him about his wife, and out of fear he said, she is my sister, he thought. If I tell them she's my wife, they might kill me in order to take Rivka. After all, she is a beautiful woman. But one day after he had lived there a long time, Abimelech of the Philistine happened to be looking out of the window. When he spotted Yitzchak caressing Rivka, his wife, Abimelech summoned Yitzchak and said, so she is your wife after all. How come you said she is my sister? Yitzchak responded, because I thought I could get killed because of her. Abimelech said, what is this you have done to us? One of the people could have easily slept with your wife, and she would have brought guilt on us. Then Abimelech warned all the people, whoever touches this man or his wife will certainly be put to death. Yitzchak planted crops in that land and reaped that year 100 times as much as he had sowed. Good had blessed him. The man became rich and prospered more and more until he had become very wealthy indeed. He had flocks, cattle, and a large household, and the Philistines envied him. Now the Philistine had stopped up and filled with dirt all the wells his father's servants had dug during the lifetime of Abraham his father. Abimelech said to Yitzchak, you must go away from us because you have become much more powerful than we are. So Yitzchak left, set up camp in Vadi Gerar, and lived there. Yitzchak reopened the wells which had been dug during the lifetime of Abraham his father, the ones the Philistines had stopped up after Abraham died, and called them by the names his father had used for them. Yitzchak's servants dug in the Vadar and uncovered a spring of running water. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Yitzchak's herdmen, claiming, that water is ours. So he called the well Esek, quarrel, because they quarreled with him. They dug another well and quarreled over that one too. So he called it Sitnah, enmity. He went away from there and dug another well, and over that one they didn't quarrel. So he called it Rakavah, wide open spaces, and said, because now good has made room for us, and we will be productive in the land. From Yitzchak went up to Beersheba. Good appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham your father. Don't be afraid, because I am with you. I will bless you and increase your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham. There he built an altar and called on the name of God. He pitched his tent there, and there Yishek's servants dug a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar with his friend Achuzat and Pichol, the commander of his army. Yishek said to them, "Why have you come to me, even though you were unfriendly to me and sent me away?" They answered, "We saw very clearly that good had been with you, and so we said, 'Let there be an oath between us, let's make a pact between ourselves and you, that you will not harm us, just as we have not caused you offense, but have done you nothing but good and sent you on your way in peace. Now you are blessed by good.'" Yishek prepared a banquet for them, and they ate and drank. The next morning they got up early and swore to each other. Then Yishek sent them on their way, and they left him peacefully. That very day Yishek's servants came and told him about the well they had dug. "We have found water," so he called it Shivan, Oath 7. "And for this reason the name of the city is Beersheba, Well of 7, Well of an Oath, to this day." When Esau was 40 years old, he took as wives Judith, the daughter of Buri the Hittite, and Bashmath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite. But they became a cause for embitterment of spirit to Yishek and Rivka. So we see here that God has the people making peace with Yishek and blessing Yishek as he becomes more and more powerful in the land. It goes to say, in the course of time after Yishek had grown old and his eyes dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son," and he answered, "Here I am. Look, I am old now. I don't know when I will die. Therefore, please take your hunting gear, your quiver of arrows, and your bow. Go out in the country and get me some game. Make it tasty the way I liked it, and bring it to me, then I will bless you as firstborn before I die." Rivka was listening when Yishek spoke to his son, Esau. So when Esau went out to the country to hunt for game and bring it back, she said to her son, "Yaakov, listen, I heard your father telling Esau, your brother, 'Bring me game and make it tasty so I can eat it. Then I will give you my blessing in the presence of good before my death.' Now pay attention to me, my son, and do what I tell you. Go to the flock and bring me back 2 choice kids. I will make it tasty for your father the way he likes it, and you will bring it to your father to eat, so that he will give his blessing to you before his death." Yaakov answered Rivka's mother, "Look, Esau is hairy, but I have smooth skin. Suppose my father touches me, he'll know I'm trying to trick him, and I'll bring a curse on myself, not a blessing." But his mother said, "Let your curse be on me. Just listen to me and go get me the kids." So he went, got them, and brought them to his mother, and his mother prepared them in the tasty way his father loved. Next, Rivka took Esau, her older son's best clothes, which he had with her in the house, and put them on Yaakov, her younger son. And she put the skins of goats on his hands and on the smooth parts of his neck. Then she gave the tasty food and the bread she had prepared to her son Yaakov. He went to his father and said, "My father," he replied, "here I am. Who are you, my son?" Yaakov said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn." So he told him a lie to get a blessing, which is not good. "I've done what you asked me to do. Get up now, sit down, eat the game, then give me your blessing." Yishek said to his son, "How did you find it so quickly, my son?" He answered, "Good, your God had made it happen that way." Yishek said to Yaakov, "Come here close to me so I can touch you, my son, and know where you are, in fact, my son Esau, or not." Yaakov approached his father, who touched him, and said, "The voice is Yaakov's voice, but the hands are Esau's hands." However, he didn't detect him, because his hands were very hairy like his brother Esau's hands, so he gave him his blessing. He asked, "Are you really my son Esau?" And he replied, "I am," he said. "Bring it here to me, and I will eat my son's game so I can give you my blessing." So he brought it up to him, and he ate, and he also brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father, Yitzchak, said to him, "Come close to now and kiss me, my son." He approached and kissed him. Yitzchak smelled his clothes and blessed Yaakov with these words, "See, my son smells like a field which God has blessed. So may God give you dew from heaven, the richness of the earth, and grain and wine in abundance. May people serve you and nations bow down to you. May you be lord over your kinsmen, let your mother's descendants bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be everyone who blesses you." But as soon as Yitzchak had finished giving his blessing to Yaakov, when Yaakov had barely left his father's presence, Esau, his brother, came in from hunting. He, too, had prepared a tasty meal and brought it to his father. And now he said to his father, "Let my father get up and eat from his son's game, so that you may give me your blessing." Yitzchak, his father, said to him, "Who are you?" And he answered, "I am your son, your firstborn Esau." Yitzchak began trembling uncontrollably and said, "Then who was it that took game and brought it to me? I ate it just before you came, and I gave my blessing to him. That's the truth, and the blessing must stand." When Esau heard his father's words, he burst into a loud, bitter sobbing. "Father, bless me too," he begged. He replied, "Your brother came deceitfully and took away your blessing." Esau said, "His name Yaakov, he deceitfully and took away your blessing." Esau said his name, Yaakov, he supplants, really suits him because he has supplanted me. These two times he took away my birthright, and here now he has taken away my blessing. Then he asked, "Haven't you saved a blessing for me?" Okay, so this is because he sold his birthright anyway. So it was due to take place that way because Esau sold his birthright for something to eat, if we can recall that. Yitzchak answered Esau, "Look, I have made him your lord. I have given him all his kinsmen as servants, and I have given him grain and wine to sustain him. What else is there that I can do for you, my son?" Esau said to his father, "Have you only one blessing, my father? Father, bless me too." Esau wept aloud, and Yitzchak his father answered him, "Here your home will be of the richness of the earth and of the dew of the heaven from above. You will live by your sword and you will serve your brother. But when you break loose, you will shake his yoke off your neck." Esau hated his brother because of the blessing his father had given him. Esau said to him, "The time for mourning, my father, will soon come, and then I will kill my brother Yaakov." But the words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rivka. She sent for Yaakov, her younger son, and said to him, "Here your brother Esau is comforting himself over you by planning to kill you. Therefore, my son, listen to me, get up, escape to Laban, my brother, in Haran. Stay with him a little while until your brother's anger subsides. Your brother's anger will turn away from you, and he will forget what you did to him. Then I will send and bring you back from there. Why should I lose both of you on the same day?" Rivka said to Yitzchak, "I am sick to death of Hittite women. If Yaakov marries one of the Hittite women, like those who live here, my life won't be worth living." So we see that Yaakov has to flee because of a deceitful thing he did in order to receive a blessing. So we see here, even though the gains may be great, we want to learn from that lesson. We don't want to do that. We want to be honest in all things we do. Now I'll go to the vocabulary lesson. We start off, the first word is okel, it's meat, prey. The second word is ukal, and it's devoured. Our next word is okla, it means devour, eat food, meat. Our next word is okan, it means surely, nevertheless. Our next word is akaf, it means curve. Our next word is ekef, it means stroke. Our next word is ikar, it means to dig, a farmer. Our next word is akshaf, and it's a place, it means fascination. Our next word is al, and it means nor, no, not, nothing. Our next word is el, it means almighty. Our next word is Allah, Allah. It means the mighty God of Israel. Our next word is El Beth El. It's a title given to a consecrated spot by Jacob. El Gabish is the next word, and it means hell. El Gumim, it means algum wood or algum trees. Our next word is El Dad, and it means God has loved. All right, that is it for my vocabulary lessons today, and now I'll say a prayer for you, and I'll be leaving you. Good, I petition you that you strengthen the brothers and sisters up, bring them forward to congregate. I pray that you open their eyes and open their hearts and cause them to change their lives for the better, for good, and for righteousness. I pray that you cause them to lead a righteous and holy life and clean life and to live by the Spirit. I pray to you good this in the name of your Son, Yeshua. Amen.